Entertainment radio on the go. This is eRadio.
It is 2 o'clock. It's time for Tech Thursday right here on eRadio Live. And as always, joined by Clint from Anywhere IT. A very big hello to you, Clint.
Hey, Ewan. How are you doing?
Oh, there you are. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Blessed as always to be on your station.
That's good. How was your week?
Yeah, it's been an interesting week. Been very busy. I'm very grateful for the business that's come in. Enjoying the weather, enjoyed some sunshine for a few days at least. Now we're back to the rain by the looks of things. So all good, eh? All good.
Yeah, especially tomorrow. It looks like there's going to be significant rainfall in the Garden Route tomorrow into tomorrow night. We'll see about it. You know, there's actually a warning, a yellow warning, but we'll see. You know?
Yeah, the weather has been so not on par with what they've been predicting, so we'll see.
Exactly. Now, Clint, today on Tech Thursday, we are talking about Wi-Fi. And I said earlier that we all have, well, most of us have Wi-Fi at home, but usually we've got a good connection, a fairly good connection, but the setup is not quite right. And then we have dead spots and all that kind of jazz and slow internet, but the actual connection is not faulty. So today we're talking about optimizing your Wi-Fi connection at home. Any interesting thoughts that you would like to share with us as we start?
Yeah, Ewan, I must tell you, when we decided on this topic, I've been doing quite a bit of research into it. And I must tell you, it's quite a fascinating topic, and there is actually quite a lot that one can do to improve your Wi-Fi performance inside your home. I found a few things, but what I'd like to start off with is just explaining how Wi-Fi works. Okay. Your Wi-Fi signal is broadcasted in like a spherical bubble from your Wi-Fi router. Every device connected to your Wi-Fi network uses a piece of that bandwidth, limiting the bandwidth available to other devices. So what each device is also doing is affecting other devices on your network. So if you've got one of your machines, for example, busy streaming Netflix, it's using up a lot more bandwidth than most other devices would use. And you would see then on your other devices how your browsing and so on would start to slow down. Mm. So there's two methods of really optimizing your Wi-Fi network, or two strategies. So one is called signal boosting. The other one is called signal segregation. And we shall get into both of those. Okay, so should I start? Signal boosting strategies.
Yes.
So the first thing, obviously, and the most obvious fix for optimizing your Wi-Fi network is the physical placement of your Wi-Fi router. Because your Wi-Fi signal radiates out from your router's antenna in a spherical direction, the best place to put it is in the direct center of your house. Okay, even if position in the router centrally isn't an option, it's important that the router isn't on the floor, in a closet, in a corner, or directly next to any thick solid barriers or electronic devices. The ideal placement for a router is often in the middle of the ceiling, but anywhere elevated like a desk or a shelf would also work well. And that's because of the whole spherical, you know, you can imagine it almost being like your router being in its own little bubble. So router placement is number one, the first thing to do. Okay. The other option that you have got these days with your routers, the routers in antennas are interchangeable. You can purchase stronger antennas to place on your router, which will also help a lot. You've got two different types of antennas. You've got an omnidirectional antenna, and then you've got directional antenna. So obviously, omnidirectional antenna works very much the same as the normal antennas on the router, giving you your spherical bubble. Whereas your directional antennas would be used where you are forced. You know, you've got a lot of your ISPs these days. When they come and install your fiber router, what they do is they tend to put it at the nearest point of entry. So where the ideal situation is to have your router in a central place. 9 times out of 10, it's against the wall. In your garage, wherever they could find the fastest place to put it. And their directional antennas work better because you're boosting the Wi-Fi signal in a very specific direction. Okay, So the third thing that one can do to update your to boost your Wi-Fi signal is to actually ensure that your router firmware is up to date. I noticed when my ISPs came the other day and they came and did mine, the first thing when they started to pick up a few niggles here and there, the first thing that they did was upgrade the router's firmware. And you'll find in most instances, in most home users, the router firmware hasn't been upgraded in since day one. And that is, in fact, causing a lot of the issues that they're having with slow internet within the houses.
But Clint, be very careful updating the firmware yourself. If you don't know what you're doing, be very careful. I'm sure you've had incidents in the past where people updated their own firmware and then they ended up with a blank router.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people don't allow the firmware to finish. So they think that nothing's happening or they'll go switch it off or there'll be a power failure. And that's it. Okay, get yourself a new router, no problem. It's all good. We need supply.
That's a problem.
So, the next option for giving you better strength in your house, John, is power line adapters. So, power line adapters are they are range extenders that make use of your power circuit. Okay, I've set up a few of these now in various houses with various. So the various degrees of success. One of the problems with the power line adapters and where most people are making the mistakes, a lot of people are finding these days that they're not going through the normal channels to buy their equipment and getting the pro advice that is required. So things like Amazon and Takealot become a preferential supplier, and people will buy something because it looks good, yet it won't work in their situation. And these power line adapters is a perfect example of that. You will find that a lot of times when people wanting to use a power line adapter or a range extender that works with the power is that the where they want to put the range extender versus where their router was are on two different power circuits. And that starts to create problems. These things don't work well under those situations. But I can tell you one thing, that if you have got them on the same circuit using those as a range extender, you can get up to gigabit line speeds if you've got the right equipment.
Wow. I was going to ask you about these range extenders. And yes, you actually see them quite often on Takealot, going for what, about 500 Rand? And I was always wondering, how's it working? I thought it was just picking up the signal to a spot where it ends and then it just carries it on. But you say it's working with a circuit. The electrical.
Your electrical circuits.
Wow.
And that's why it's important that when you are using those kind of devices that you do put them on the same circuit. I've got a client that's on Chisholm Island, in fact, that bought one of those, and she bought a set of three. And the first two work 100%. Awesome internet. The third one is on a different circuit, and we're not getting any joy there whatsoever. So one has to be just aware of that fact when you are looking at those power adapters.
Now, Clint, I know you're not an electrician, but how would I know that they are on the same circuit? Do I need to go and play a bit with my DB board, or how do we know?
Well, I'm no electrician like you say, but I suppose the fastest way to do that is to maybe plug something like a lamp or your phone into the two different circuits, put the circuit off, and see if you've got power or no power in those two circuits. I mean, to me, that's it. The most.
That's it. Wow, I think that's incredible. I know they also have some of these mosquito machines working with your home's electrical system and then kind of keeps the mosquitoes away. I don't know how that works and if it is working, but interesting. I wonder if it's safe. It's fairly safe, is it?
Yeah. I would imagine so, you know. I mean, well, it defines safe.
It's a good one. But I mean, imagine you're streaming Netflix and your power socket starts burning or something.
Yeah, that wouldn't be fun, eh?
No, I don't think that's possible.
So I really don't think that these things are any form of problem as far as electrical. You know, I think if there's going to be an electrical issue with them, it's going to be because you've got a faulty electrical DB board in the first place, definitely not because of this equipment.
Yeah, your DB board originates from like 1960 or something.
Exactly that.
Cool. What do you have next for us, Sir Clint? What's next?
So the next thing I'm going to talk about is the segregation strategy. So segregation strategies are more advanced type means of boosting your signal or making sure that you're getting the optimal performance out of your router. So segregating means you've got various means of ways of segregating. One of them is all of your latest routers come with what is called dual band. So you'll see often when you switch your router on, it says that it's got it will show you two different wireless names. It will show you a 2.4 gigahertz wireless name, and it will show you a 5 gigahertz wireless name. Okay, so the 2.4 gigahertz range is more for your older devices, and your 5 gigahertz range is for your newer devices. The thing to remember, so what you can do is all of your devices that are compatible with five gigahertz, you would connect that to the 5 gigahertz range, and all of your older devices you would connect to your 2.4 gigahertz range. The one thing to remember, though, between the 5 gigahertz and the 2.4 gigahertz is that although the 5 gigahertz range is a lot faster, it's way more limited as far as distance away from the router that you can go as far as your Wi-Fi range is concerned. And it is also way more impacted by things like walls and electronic devices that are in the way of, you know, so if you've got your range extender in the one room and you're busy working in your other room on your five gigahertz Wi-Fi band, you're already losing a lot of bandwidth just purely through the obstacles in its way.
I don't know if you still want to get to it, Clint, but obviously some devices are interfering with the Wi-Fi signal, and you must keep those away from them. Are you still going to talk about that exactly? What do we keep away from our routers?
So yeah, well, mainly electronic devices will interfere with your routers. I mean, I've even picked up that microwaves, for example.
That's
interfere
it.
And microwaves, baby monitors, what else can I name it?
Walkie-talkies, maybe.
Walkie-talkie.
But there was something else, I don't know. No, it's not a fridge, it's a microwave. These wireless telephones.
Yes, cordless telephones.
That's
yes, absolutely.
That's the one. Not cell phones. Those ones that you have linked to telecom. Those ones. They don't like those.
Yes. Yeah, they don't like those at all. I believe that putting on a microwave while it can interfere quite significantly with your 2.4 gigahertz Wi-Fi network. I found that quite interesting.
Yeah, I've never seen it myself, but I can believe it.
Yeah, very interesting. And then, so the third thing in your segregating, one of the most important things is also choosing, making sure that you've selected the right channel. On our routers, most of us, especially in the South African routers, we have between 1 and 11 channels. And depending on your, if you have somebody neighboring, so especially when you're in like a complex where there are multiple networks, Wi-Fi networks in your area, and if you do a quick scan, you will pick them up, you'll see all of these available Wi-Fi networks. So those networks are all working on specific channels, okay? A channel ranging from between 1 and 11. Now, if there are Wi-Fi networks in your area running on the same channel as what you are connected to, these can also cause significant delays significant lags on your Wi-Fi network. I found a very, very cool free tool from Nerdsoft called Wi-Fi Info View. And it's a very small little program, and if you actually run it on your machine, it will pick up all of the Wi-Fi areas in your all the Wi-Fi networks in your area, and it will tell you what channel they are actually running on, so you can configure your router to run on a channel different to those.
Yeah,
very, very cool technology.
I've done that before. You get various apps actually in the Google Play Store where you can kind of scan, like Wi-Fi scanners, see what they're on, the channels they're on, and then kind of pick one that is open. And that usually works, you know, because sometimes, especially if you're in a complex and you're living on top of each other or next to each other, like really close, it can interfere with your Wi-Fi. Absolutely, if you're on the same channel.
Exactly, Jan. So the channel thing is a very, very, very important one to look at. Okay, and then the third part of the segregation techniques that one can use is what they call quality of service. Now you got a quality of service. Now all of the latest routers have got a new feature called this quality of service. A lot of them prioritize the traffic automatically, but a lot of them also do it manually. So what the quality of service does is it allows you to select specific type programs URLs and websites that you would prioritize as far as bandwidth is concerned. So in other words, something like Netflix, for example, you would prioritize a higher bandwidth and then lower bandwidth for browsing features, for example. That will also help you a lot with getting the mess based out of your router and your Wi-Fi network. Yeah.
Okay, well, so, that's interesting.
I think that is about everything that I could find that I thought would be quite interesting. I was looking at the different types of routers. There's you know, the router technology changes all of the time. We run on most of our Wi-Fi's, they call it Wi-Fi 4 still. It's a 802.11n type network, and there's a type of router that one gets. Okay, that's the Wi-Fi standard. Okay, so your 802.11n, if your router is showing that it's an 802.11n Wi-Fi 4 type router, you'll probably find that your Wi-Fi speeds on that router are between 54 megabits per second to 300 megabits per second. Once you go, and then you get your Wi-Fi 5 or the 802.11ac Wi-Fi standard, which has become the more common one, and we're starting to see this definitely a lot more in South Africa. Those are giving you Wi-Fi speeds up to a gigahertz now, so that's pretty cool.
Sure.
And then the very latest standard that has come out is the 802.11ax, and they're calling it the Wi-Fi 6, giving you up to 10 gigahertz Wi-Fi speed.
Hectic.
That's pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to when that comes out.
Gosh, you probably just think of a website and then it opens in your browser without even typing it in with that speed.
That's going to give you Wi-Fi speed or LAN speed, but it's not going to give you internet speed. For that, you're going to need at least like 100 megabits fiber line or something like that if you're wanting to. But as far as networks are concerned and streaming your networks and setting up your network and communicating between your different devices on your network using one of those, the Wi-Fi 6 standard is certainly going to be awesome. You know, I would imagine that's really cool for businesses and those kind of things, because at this stage we've been very much limited with companies and where you've got multiple devices because of the way that the Wi-Fi allocates its bandwidth and it shares that bandwidth amongst all of the devices working on your network. A cabled network doesn't work that way. If you're running a cabled network and it's 100 megabits per second cabled network, every single device will run on 100 megabits per second. But if you're running a 100 megabits per second Wi-Fi network and you've got 5 devices, they're all going to be pulling various parts of that bandwidth, and that's why you find that a lot of Wi-Fi networks and people are complaining about their Wi-Fi networks, but it's because of the amount of devices that are connected to that network and doing their various things, pulling away from that Wi-Fi speed. So that's one of the first things to be aware of. You know, if ever you're questioning your Wi-Fi speeds and everything, first thing to do, just switch off your router, switch it back on again, and check if there's a difference before all of the devices connect up again.
Great. Yeah, because, you know, the one I've got here, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, it's a Tender router, T-E-N-D-A, Tender. It sounds very South African, you know. Tender is, I've got to put in my tender.
beautiful.
Oh God. But what I love is it's got this app and you can actually log in and assign speeds to all the devices on it. So you can like prioritize your own connection, and then those using the Wi-Fi, you can give them a bit of a cap, so to speak. And it works really well.
Yes. That's very cool. That's the best way to do it, you know, and especially if you know what devices those are and you want to be a little bit spiteful and just give them a little bit less.
Exactly.
Yeah,
the sky's the limit. Absolutely. I love that. That's brilliant. Tinder. It seems to be a good router. What do you prefer?
Yeah, there's... I must say, you know, I have no preference. I mean, the most common ones in South Africa are probably those Tenders, the Netgears, and your D-Links. They're all pretty common. They're all pretty easy to configure and work around. And they're all pretty stable, you know. So I can't say that I have a specific preference as far as those things are concerned. The Tender that you're using, though, is awesome. I mean, that thing gives quite a significant signal range. It's a very good product, that one.
You're right. It's got four antennas, I tell you.
Four antennas. That's right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Where most have only got two, and a lot of the others, like your MikroTik, have got internal antennas. So, that's a very nice router that you've got there.
It is a nice router, you know, but it's not that beautiful a router. It's kind of this one looks like it's off to space any day now. It's like a little spaceship, but it's giving you great signal.
I was looking at some of the routers that, if you want to see routers that look like spaceships, I was looking at some of these that give you your 10 gigahertz Wi-Fi speeds. Whiz. I mean, that thing is running between 6 and 8 antennas on it. I shudder to think about the actual configuration of that thing. You need to be a semi-genius just to configure it properly.
Yeah, you imagine? Imagine that panel.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just leave the window open so it can go back to space when you're done.
Yeah. If I have to configure one of those anytime soon, it might just put me into retirement.
Exactly. Clint, if we have Wi-Fi problems, can you help us?
Absolutely, Jan. I can help you with anything IT related, and definitely Wi-Fi problems. There's various means of troubleshooting. The biggest challenge with Wi-Fi problems, if it's affecting your internet, obviously our online remote support services doesn't become functional, but we can certainly guide you through multiple troubleshooting techniques to identify where the problem is and assist you on telephonically to get it back up and running again. We can certainly configure range extenders wirelessly and set up the balance of your network and set up your network remotely. That is not a problem whatsoever. As long as the internet connection is working, we can help you.
That's it. And how do we get in touch with you, Clint?
So, Ian, multiple ways of getting in touch with us. Firstly, our website, www.anywhereit.co.za. I really have to stop saying www.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not necessary anymore. Yeah. Imagine you go HTTP. And then www. No.
Yeah, it can become very confusing. You can also contact us. Our office number is 044-011-0090. Alternatively, you can reach me on my cell, 081-555-0087, or you can find us on Facebook, Anywhere IT.
That's it. Well, Clint, looking forward to next week. 2 o'clock, Tech Thursday, right here on eRadio Live. Today discussing Wi-Fi. In case you missed it or you tune in a bit late, it will be available as a podcast this afternoon on our website, eradiosa.com. Clint, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday and also your weekend.
And thank you, Ian. Likewise. And good luck with your move. Look forward to seeing you when you get back to this side of town.
Cool. Thanks. Cheers,
good
man.
You have a good one.
You too.
Keep well. Okay.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And that's Clint from Anywhere IT. Give him a call if you have some Wi-Fi trouble or maybe some questions or any computer problems in general.